This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the transition week into late spring. By the end of April, the season of middle spring starts to give way to late spring. Early spring's crocus and henbit leaves yellow in the grass as the growing canopy turns the hillside's emerald green. Now the woods are full of garlic mustard and golden seal, columbine, golden Alexander, sweet Sicily, Solomon seal, jack in the pulpit, wood betony, spring cress, nodding trillium, larkspur, and bellwort. Along the freeways, daisies in yellow, sweet clover, meadows goatbeard, and parsnips are in flower. Red and white clover blossom in the pastures. Blackberry and elderberry bushes bloom in the hedgerows. On the farm, some orchard grass and rye are ready to harvest. In town, mock orange season, Korean lilac season, and honeysuckle budding season announce the most fragrant time of year. Iris and peonies complement the fragrance. Clematis season graces garden trellises, and lily of the valley and star of Bethlehem open beneath them. Cobwebs appear overnight, glisten with morning dew. Most of the dandelions have gone to seed now. And ruby-throated hummingbirds arrive, and nettles are waist-high along the fence rows. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late spring. In the meantime, watch the changes. No matter what the weather, the changes all say middle spring has turned to late spring. Thursday noons, between March 20th and April 24th, I will be the moderator of a seminar at the University of Dayton entitled The Inner Landscape. And these will be discussions about the almanac readings on WISO. For more information, call the Special Programs Office at the University of Dayton, 937-229-2605.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.